And I don't want y'all putting your finger up, walking out, acting like you're going to the bathroom. Y'all going up to get something to eat and leaving here. So I won't hold you all long, but y'all pray for me. Because I'm complex right now. Amen. I want to go one way, and then I want to go another way. And I might get 3-1, and I hope I don't get into this afternoon's sermon. But, good God from Zion. We might not have no shouting this morning, but the Bible says, if all thy getting, get understanding. And as my brother has said, we've been coming to Massa Nova many years. And I have yet to say that we have never been received. We always have been received. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, now if the Spirit of the Lord is not there, then you might not be received. But where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And Pastor Savage has granted me the opportunity to preach like I feel. And I know I might have some enemies, but the enemies know they don't have no power over me. The whole greater is he that's in me than he that's in them. And when we say enemy, we got enemies now. Somebody sitting right next to you be your enemy, you don't know it. They can smile in your face and have frowns in their hearts. Amen. But I'm not going that way this morning. I just want to encourage and be a help to the church. Amen. We all look beautiful. Amen. And thank the Lord for the musicians here. The young man was playing the guitar horizontal, I guess it's right. And I was saying I was trying to hear him, but I couldn't hear him. You got to get an electric thing, man. And I almost said I'm going to buy him one and put it up here so next time I come I can hear him. But see, they took my money. I had to put in some side, man. But I was going to do it. I can't do it now because I'm broke. So at this time, we're going to have a selection from the choir. And then we're going forth in the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, we're not going to sit on nobody, are we? As Pastor Sasser, we come to have church. Bless the name of the Lord.
There you go. But now I'm found. He took my sins away. And another verse said, the bulk of sin I could not bear, for he took my sins away. He took my sins away. I cast on him my every care. He took my sins away. And the choir going to say, I'm so glad. Is anyone else here glad today that he took your sins away? Amen. We're going to ask you to sing along with us. Amen. I'm so glad he took my sins away. Thank you. Douglas! Are you Douglas? He took my sins! Oh, he took my sins! Oh, I'm Douglas! 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 He took my sins away! He took my sins away!
I'm so glad! I'm so glad! I'm so glad! I'm so glad. He took my sins away.
Woo!
I'm going to take my watch off. I've taken it off. So I can let you all out at God's time. Amen. How many glad that the Lord took their sins away? It's something in the words of that song. Couldn't nobody do it but the Lord. I listened to the devotional part of the service, and Pastor Savage and the young man was singing the songs. See, a lot of times people, they listen to the beat of the music, which is all right, but you better pay attention to the words of the song. They got a meaning behind them. Are there any more preachers in the house, in the audience? Come on up here, brother. Amen. And sit up here. I'm going to need some help. And now, if you're not going to preach with me, stay back at. I don't like no dead preachers. Some preachers think they know it all, you know. And if you don't go the way they want you to go, they just sit on you. Yeah. I don't sit on nobody, amen. Even when they preach wrong, I don't sit on them. I'll be glad when they sit down so I can get up and say something. I am really perplexed. Amen. I asked Pastor Savage this morning downstairs, had anybody talked about what happened this week? And I don't know if you all want to hear any more about that or not. But I believe it's Bible. Every event that happens, brother, not everything that comes from under the rock is dealing with prophecy, but if you know your word, you can usually go to the scriptures and say, here it is. There were three important things that happened that I know I could go, and in fact, I did go directly to the scripture and show the people that it was there. We had Bible class Wednesday night, and we started at 8 o'clock, and we just had to let out at 10. And I didn't get to the place where I wanted to get there because there's so many intertwining things in the middle you try to bring on. I like to be thorough when I speak, and I won't be able to finish it today. But we that know the Bible know it's not new. It is new, but I believe it's prophesied that it would happen, not like it did, but it would happen. Now there were, I believe, two towers. Is that right? Twin towers. And they were destroyed by a long enemy. And this is deeper than I can bring out. I can't rush at the ground. I can't rush. I just can't rush. Amen. I can go just, I can't do like some preachers do. I just can't jump on the horse and start riding. I got to kind of feed the horse and get him out the stable first and then board him. If I may borrow a saying from the pastor where we were last night, he quoted a couple of scriptures and they were very true. He said these two towers were taken out by the, he didn't call the names, but they were taken out. But the Bible tells us about another tower. Another tower that nobody can take out. You're all kind of quiet now. He said, the name of the Lord is a high tower. It's also a strong tower. No weapon formed against it. Woo! Said the righteous can run therein. Do y'all hear what I said? And are safe. This tower is a high tower. It's higher than the towers that stood by man. Good God, just the name of the Lord. Woo! The name of the Lord. No enemy can reach that tower. They tried it in Genesis and they couldn't get there. Woo! I'm going to slow down now because I got to get where I want to go. I'm going to start in John. I want to start in someplace else, but I'm still, if y'all don't understand me this morning, don't blame me. Just say he don't have it together. Amen. 14th chapter of John. I like to stick with the Bible, amen, as close as I can, because when you get too far out from the Bible, then you get into personal opinion. And everybody has a personal opinion. But if you stick with the Bible, you know, you ain't much you can do in arguing about the Bible. One time I was, Sister Brown and I had a, I'll dress it up, we had a misunderstanding. And we were debating, and I was winning. Until she bought into the Bible. Then I shut up. I can't fight God's word. What? 14th chapter of St. John. And the 30th verse says these words. Hereafter, I will not talk much with you. Now it says, for the prince of this world, the prince of this world. Note that the prince of this world, the world that we live in, the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me, in Christ. We can say the same thing. If we in Christ, the prince of this world may come, but he don't have nothing in us. But the point I want to establish that Satan is the prince of this world. And the conflict began in Genesis. And I'm not going to go all the way back there, but you remember when the Lord said, I'll put enmity between the woman's seed and the serpent's seed. And the seed means offsprings. I like to start there. The conflict began back there. Aren't you a preacher, young man? Or you ain't preaching no more? Yeah. What were you doing back there? Obedience is better than sacrifice. Yeah, there's a place up here for you. Amen. They can squeeze around or bring a chair, sit on the piano bench or do something. Hey, amen. Don't look at me funny now. Amen.
But the point I'm trying to establish, we know the conflict. I might go back and forth, old and new, past and present. But we know the conflict today is over Jerusalem. It's over Jerusalem. Now, somebody said, listen on the radio, they said that the only way we're going to settle this conflict is that we got to change, use psychiatry and all those big words to change these terrorist minds. Now, how in the world you going to shake hands with the devil? Oh, y'all don't hear me. When they had the prime minister of Israel, amen, and what's that man, the Arafat? Fat Arafat, something like that. I'm talking about the past one before the last one, amen. They shook hands with, they had President Clinton shaking hands. I'm shaking hands, amen. Now, God cannot shake hands with the devil. One is a snake. A snake. Then after that passed, they come again, amen, and another one shaking hands with the same man. That didn't change nothing. So we know the conflict is over Jerusalem. And you cannot re-educate people, come on church, that's under the influence and determined to do the devil's work. Now, don't misunderstand me. We still preach the gospel. I'm talking overall. Now, there are exceptions to the rule because people's minds are being changed. Come on now. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. That won't work. During the Second World War, I won't go back to the First World War because y'all might think I was old, but the Second World War, you could not educate the Japanese because they had already attacked. Come on now. And the only way we could bring them into line to line is do the same thing they did. Then after the war, then you re-educate. Can I get an amen? Oh, y'all don't hear me now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. One man said, this world, it's just an evil world. Now, that is nothing new, but we that know Bible, I, John said, and we know we are of God and the whole world lying in wickedness. So that's still in the Bible. The whole world is evil. The whole world is wicked. When you leave God, you're in the prince of this world, and he is wicked. Can I get an amen? Two opposing forces. Now, we know who's going to win. We know who's going to win. All we got to do is go to Revelation. We know who's going to win. But between that and Revelation, you got to go through something. Oh, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Another fellow commentator asked somebody, say, well, why do your people hate or dislike America? Why do you hate us? Amen. That's Bible too. He answered and said, because you are a friend of Israel. Well, we know we are a friend of Israel. You go back in Genesis, God said, you be a friend to Israel, I'll be a friend to you. Come on now, you be an enemy to Israel, I'll be an enemy to you. Not only that, you curse. You curse Israel, I'll curse you. Those people are cursed. The word said so. The word said so. In Genesis, the word so. Oh, come on now. Some of y'all don't like what I'm preaching, but all right, but the word said so. Anytime you are against Israel and fight against Israel and hate Israel, you hate God's chosen people, and you are cursed. You are already damned. And y'all don't have to say amen. Amen. Gordon, too, I'm going to talk a little while. Amen. Now, God said in, I believe, 2 Chronicles 6:16, I got to get through before I start good. Amen. I don't know why I'm looking at my wrist. My watch is on the counter here. Amen. 2 Chronicles 6:6, praise the Lord. Y'all going to stay with me just a little while. Just a little while. Amen. This thing works on me. Amen. Now, God said, listen, God said, I have chosen Jerusalem. I have chosen Jerusalem. If I may go back a little while. Hallelujah. From even come on down to Abraham. God called Abraham, didn't he? Out from the land of Nod, right? And took him to a, say, I'm going to take you to a country. Come on now. Hallelujah. God started working with Abraham. Abraham's people, hallelujah, were in the land of Ur of the Chaldeans. And according to Joshua, amen, the fathers of Abraham worshiped idol gods. And God called us out from worshiping idol God and began to reveal the true God to him, to the people. Can I get amen? I got to skip on down a little while. Amen. Then we come on down to Abraham had, what, how many sons did Abraham have? Come on. Y'all do the Bible says two? Y'all sure? All right, what were the names? Ishmael what? And Isaac. Come on, church. Now, you know the story, amen, the record. Hagar, Sarah made a mistake. She made a mistake. She tried to help God out. Amen. God know what he's doing. You don't try to help God out. You follow God's instructions. Are y'all with me now? And she calls, amen, Hagar, amen, to have a child by Abe, right? Amen. But God said, no, not so. The heir ain't going to be with him. Are y'all quiet on me now? But it's going to be with Isaac. Are y'all with me now? I'm trying to hurry along here. Amen. And now, Ishmael, amen, was taken out. And his mother was crying. I can't get into every detail. Thought he was going to die, but God made Hagar a promise. Come on and say it. In other words, I'm going to make a great nation of him. Is that right? Amen. And I believe Ishmael had 12 children, 12 sons. Come on now. And there was a nation, I mean, under Ishmael. Oh, y'all don't hear me now. But the promise was with Isaac. Come on, church. Hallelujah. I said, come on, church. Come on, church. And Lord, 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 Lord. And Ishmael, read the history, went on and married an Egyptian woman. Now, Egypt, according to Bible theology, represents the world. Oh, y'all don't hear me now. That's why I can't get everything. But God called, woo, the children out of Egypt. Called them out of the world. Where there was idol worship. Lord, hallelujah. Can I get amen? Now we leave Isaac and who was it? Esau and Ishmael? And then we go down to the name. Abraham, Isaac, come on down to what? To Jacob. Are y'all with me? There was no Israel until Jacob come along. They were Hebrews. Are y'all with me now? Ones who crossed over. How y'all feel right now? Now, when it got down to Jacob, amen, amen, you know what happened to Jacob? He wrestled with an angel. Hallelujah. And as he was wrestling with an angel, he told the angel, he said, let me go, day is breaking. Jacob said, I won't let you go until you bless me. He said, what's your name, Jacob? So my name is Jacob. Your name shall normally be called Jacob. It'll be called Israel. Woo! Are y'all with me now? Now, here comes Israel. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Now, in the Bible, tell me, amen, that God is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, not the God of Ishmael, not the God of Esau, but the, I wish y'all helped me to preach. Lord, hallelujah. And all of these firstborn said, hey, this is our territory. We are the firstborn. We are supposed to have this. But God said not so. I said, not so. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm getting on down the line now. I'm leaving out a whole lot because I got to rush through this. Praise God. I feel this thing. I know where I'm coming from. I know where I'm coming from. Amen. Amen. Now listen, Islam was not yet into existence. It came into existence later on after Christ. Am I right about it? Can I get amen? Woo! Now, can you imagine Jesus Christ, amen, saying, oh, come on, come on. We want to worship him. Worship him. He didn't worship nobody but the Father. The Father of Abraham. The Father of Isaac. And the Father of Jacob, whose name was called Yahweh. Come on now. Woo! Are y'all with me now? Jesus never acknowledged any other gods but the God of Israel. He didn't honor Esau. Come on now. He didn't honor Ishmael. I wish y'all helped me to preach. They were descendants, come on, of the Arabian Peninsula. Woo! Good God from Zion. Let me slow down here now. Hallelujah. Then after a while, here comes David. Here comes David. He goes, amen, amen, and chooses Jerusalem to be the capital. Conquers the Jebusites. Come on now. Hallelujah. Ain't that right, brother? And God said now in 2 Chronicles 16, I have chosen. Not Mecca. I know y'all don't like this now. I'm a friend of Israel. God going to judge Israel. I don't have to judge him. God going to judge him. Just like God going to judge us. Hallelujah. Are y'all with me now? Are y'all with me now? And he said, I have chosen Jerusalem. Yeah. That my name, now listen, geographically. Woo. If the man last was, man, the land mass was put back together, you would find Jerusalem in the middle of the land mass. Y'all quiet now. Yeah, woo, Lord. Oh, you'll find Israel in the middle of the land mass. And then when you get into Israel, you look for Jerusalem, and that's in the middle of Israel. Oh, y'all don't hear me now. And then when you get into Israel, get into Jerusalem, there's the Holy of Holies. That's in the midst. I wish y'all helped me now. God wants to be in the middle of everything. He's the sole center. Woo! Y'all don't hear me there. Ah, but if I can get all in the middle. Woo! Oh, y'all don't hear me there. Can I get amen? All is nobody new. Woo! Come on, church. I wish y'all helped me to preach. He existed, amen. That name existed. Good God from Zion. Y'all don't hear me there. A long time before Muhammad, come on there, chose to follow Allah. His family followed a God. Come on there, who served a crescent moon. Ooh. And although he destroyed all the other gods of the nations or the different tribes who worship gods, amen, he still kept that one God of his tribe. Woo, come on now. Which was called Allah. Y'all ain't with me now. Whose symbol was a crescent moon. Come on now. Can I get amen? But I heard God say, I'm the God of Abraham. I'm the God of Isaac. I'm the God of Jacob. Not the God. Don't call me Allah. I'm Yahweh. Y'all ain't with me now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Paul didn't worship Allah. Woo! He worshiped the God of Israel. Can I get an amen? But God said, I put my name. I have chosen Jerusalem. Woo! He chose Jerusalem. Do y'all understand what I'm talking about? And because he has chosen Jerusalem, he stands against the other gods of the world. Come on now.
Now, if I can get out of in Jerusalem. Oh, y'all don't hear me. The center of worship. Woo, I'm going to change things. Oh, y'all don't hear me now. Can I get amen? But they can't do it. Can't do it. Can't do it. I don't care what they do, they can't do it. Ooh, I don't have time to go back to all history. I could bring it on down the line of time to let you know where we stand today. Thank you, Jesus. I got to get to the Twin Towers if I can get there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My time getting away from here. Some of y'all going on to sleep. Now go ahead and sleep. Devil, put your sleep in the hand. Go ahead. Don't want to learn nothing. Come on now. That's why you're ignorant. You don't want to learn nothing. Stop going off the floor and learn the word of God. So when these things happen, you say it's in the word. I don't have nothing to be afraid of because it's in the word. I know where I'm going because it's in the word. Can I get an amen? I'm going to get in a strong high tower of God. Woo! So when the enemy come in like a flood, he won't destroy my tower. Good God from Zion. I'm trying to settle down, trying to get through here. Woo! But it's working on me. I see it's working on me. Can I get an amen? Did you finish that 6-6? Give me 7-16. Come on now. Lord, hallelujah. Same book. Come on. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house. That my name might be there forever. I don't have time to go into the three walls that the Israelites had. Amen. The six-day wall. I don't have time to get into that. But everything is leading us to something big. And somebody said, the Lord is soon to come. I won't argue with that. Come on, but he ain't coming right now. He ain't coming tomorrow.
No, y'all don't hear me.
I know you just said, what are you talking about now, preacher? Something got to happen before he comes. If the church got to go out of here. Y'all quiet on me there. If he don't come and go, we still hear something wrong. These are only birth pangs. Birth pangs as a woman is in travail, which is leading up to a deliverance. All these troubles are birth pangs. Can I get amen? What is happening now is birth pangs. But we are looking for a deliverance. And after a while, the deliverance is going to come. I wish y'all had made that preach. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? I believe we got a spirit of the Antichrist. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm talking about. Can I get an amen? But God said, I put my name. I bless Jerusalem. Come on. God is in Jerusalem. God's high tower. God's headquarters. Come on in. It's Jerusalem. Oh, y'all don't hear me now. Every eye is on Jerusalem. If you want peace, give it to the Arabs. They ain't going to be like that. They're going to try to get it. Come on now. Can I get an amen? But I heard God saying Amos, good God, from 9, 14, and 15. Good God.
Are y'all with me?
Yeah. I know y'all tired of me all day.
Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will bring again. Of my people, Israel. Now he said, my people is, get that in your mind, my people Israel. Not Ishmael. Not Esau. Come on now, not the Arabian Peninsula. Not Saudi Arabia. Oh, y'all don't hear me now. Not none of those Arab countries. Did to Jerusalem when they had to them before the Moshe and Diane conquered the old city. They had made it a waste place. Read your history. They made it a place of dung and garbage and rubbish. And the Jewish people had to go in there and clean it up. God cleans everything up. Woo! You might put everything in, but God get ready. He go clean it up. Before God will enter the city, you got to clean up. Before God will come in your life, you got to clean up. Am I right, preacher? Thank you, Jesus. God don't come in no garbage. I'm getting ahead of myself. Come on. I'll plant them upon the land. What? What? They shall, I don't care what you do, I don't care what the nation do, and some of the nation going to get together as well and turn against Israel. Come on now. But because they turn against Israel, God going to fight for them. Because God can't lie. And I know some of you don't like what I'm talking about. But it's God's word. You just accept God's word just like it is. We are not Israelite, we are Gentiles. And we come under the covenant with God told Abraham, out of the every nation going to be blessed. Am I right about it? Am I right about it? Woo! I got to get to. And they shall no more be what? Pulled up out of their land. Wait a minute. I heard Moshe and Diane when he got to the western wall and cried. He said, we're here.
Yeah.
We are here. In other words, we are finally here. And we ain't going to leave here no more. Y'all don't hear me. Huh? If God give it to you, don't you worry. You ain't going no place. Hallelujah. Woo! After 2,000 years, woo! God done put them back to the land. I don't care what the Arabs say. I don't care what the UN say. God said they here. And nobody going to pluck them up no more. Well, the Arabs couldn't do it by war. They couldn't do it by war. Y'all kind of quiet now. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. 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 I'm just skipping and hopping and jumping here. I heard man on WMAL say, what we need to do is change the Constitution so that we can take out in our Constitution, we cannot assassinate world leaders. So we need to change our Constitution. Don't mess with that Constitution. Don't mess with that Constitution. Hallelujah. But it's still in the Bible. I believe in Daniel. Good God from that. Daniel, 7th chapter of Daniel. Lord, I only got about 5 more minutes, I guess. Ooh, I got to get y'all out of here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I haven't even preached it. I'm just warming up. 7th chapter of Daniel, 25th verse. Come on now. Now they're talking about the Antichrist. Come on. He shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. Oh, y'all don't hear me now. This is something bigger than what you and I think. Woo! Didn't Paul say, and I, John, said, the spirit of the Antichrist do it already work? Already work? Not the Antichrist, but the spirit of the Antichrist. Come on now. His way of thinking, his ideas, do it already. Well, he ain't here yet. Because if he was here, we wouldn't be here. Ooh, come on now. Hallelujah. Some say he's this person. Some say he's that person. Let me tell you, according to testimony, amen, we won't know who he is until he let it. We'll let. And then he's taken out of the way. And then...
Praise God. Then shall the son of perdition be revealed.
Then. He said it then. Which means he can't be revealed. Until as long as we are here, he can't be revealed. Hallelujah. But when we are gone. Is that Bible?
But his ideas is already creeping in. Let's change the time. Amen. That's Bible. They're going to seek to change the time and the laws. We're going to change the constitution. Seek to change those. I can't preach it all. I just, no. Are y'all with me now? I got to end up in Revelation and conclude the whole thing. I'm trying to get there. Woo! Hallelujah. 33 and 7. Come on. Same book. Same book, 33 and 7. Lord, hallelujah. Woo! Good God. I got to get through, Lord. Woo! Lord, hallelujah. I said, no. Chronicles. 33 and 7. I got to get through here. I ain't finished yet. Hallelujah. Am I still in the Bible church? 33 and 7. What did it say? Uh-huh. Yeah. 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 Solomon's son. In this house. Where is that house? In Jerusalem. Which God has. Did y'all hear what I said? See, that's where the animosity come in. God has chosen Israel. Come on now. And sanctified Israel. And that's in the center of geographically earth. Come on now. And other people that say, wherever our warriors have put our feet, that belongs to us. Y'all don't hear me now. Can I get an amen? They were still a group of undivided, idol worshiping nations and tribes until Mohammed come along and unified them. But he had to unify them under religion.
Yes, sir.
Y'all kind of quiet now. Hallelujah. 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 So if we can conquer Jerusalem, then we supplant, take down the God of Israel. Israel does not worship the God Allah. I know y'all don't like me now. They don't worship the God Allah. You Masons, you know what you're doing, don't you? All you got to do is just believe in a God. No, what God? What God? Y'all kind of crying out. What God do you believe in? The God that I'm talking about is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, and the God that we serve is holy. Wish I helped me that praise. He's a sanctified God. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. He told his preachers, amen, put a difference between holy, unholy, clean and unclean, righteous and unrighteous. Come on now. He said, I was sanctified.
Then
Moses told when he got together, he said, hear ye, O Israel. And he got him out the world, got him out. He said, hear ye, O Israel, the Lord thy God.
I wish y'all helped me to preach. You say, you're throwing stones. No, I ain't. I'm throwing a boulder.
Stone ain't going to do no good. It's going to bounce off. This boulder going to land on you. Everybody in here should be worshiping the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. No other God but that God. Jesus preached but the God of Israel. Can I get an amen? Ooh, what you just said, daughter? You said hallelujah to God. Okay. That's all right. I got to get through here. Give me Psalms 48. 48 Psalms. I'm going to jump. Woo! Somebody give me Psalm 83. Somebody give me Psalm 83. Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Have we established that the Lord has chosen Jerusalem? And you see why the other nation want Jerusalem. Now, coming down to our time, amen, now they say, only way we're going to have peace, we got to make Jerusalem an international city. You're all kind of quiet on me. We got to break it down so everybody has a piece of Jerusalem. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I wish y'all helped me to preach.
Somebody said amen. They had a worship, a candlelight vigil, and a coming together of all international, interdenominational, international. Come on, people. Praying. Come on there. Listen here. If I'm going to pray, I'm going to go to my holiness church. Come on with me now. Y'all don't hear me now. Getting kind of quiet in here. I can pray in my holiness church. I come out of you because you weren't right. So why am I going to go back with you and pray? With who you praying to? Who's your God you praying to? I'm praying to Jehovah. You praying to Allah beside me? No, it ain't going to work like that. Come on with me. Ooh, I wish y'all get the music with. I'm going to come in here. Y'all don't like it, sweet, you know. Oh, come on. Hey, Psalms 83, Lord. I got to skip Psalms 83. Psalms 83, first to the fifth verse. Come on. Now here we come. Now see, when Muhammad went along, y'all know the history, amen. And he threw out all of God, and he brought all those nations, amen, by religion under the one God he called Allah. Come on now, but Allah existed in his family tribe a long time before he was even born. Oh, y'all don't hear me now. And then hook that up. He wants to claim they are the sons or descendants, come on, of Ishmael. And by Ishmael being the firstborn, they said, we have the claim. Y'all kind of got, we have the claim. And they determined we're going to have take that claim. We're going to take it. You ain't going to do nothing. Are y'all with me now? Zechariah. No, Finley, wait. Psalms 83. Keep not, come on. Yeah. Yes. For lo, that enemy is turbulent. And they hated the lip of the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted in hidden ones. They have said, come. Let us cut Israel off. And that is their determination. That is their proclamation. They have not changed from that. It is their idea to cut Israel off from being a nation and drive them into the sea. Yeah. Woo, come on. Yeah. Are y'all with me now? They haven't turned from their aim. That's their aim. They're going to do it. They're going to say, we're going to do it. Let's cut them off. Come on. Get rid of them. For what? But God said, I put my name in Jerusalem. Can I get a amen? You talking about cutting Israel off? You cutting, trying to cut God off? God ain't gonna work like that. Therefore, Israel shall what? No more be in Minimus. I ain't got time to finish it. Now let me get to where I want to get to. Revelation. Woo. Why did they pick the World Trade Center? Why did they pick the Pentagon? Oh, y'all don't hear me now. Why did they pick them? It's in Revelation 13th chapter. A revelation. Would you help me to preach? Yeah. 13th chapter of Revelation. That's right, daughter. Write them down. Go home and read it for yourself. I like that. She's a Berean. Amen. She go home and see if it's there. The World Trade Center symbolizes the heart of the economical monetary power of the world. Is that right? Revelation 13th chapter, amen, the 17th verse, 16, and he called all both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, that no man might buy or sell. Say he that buy or sell, it's the economics. Is that right?
buy or sell or trade. That is the economical model. Money, monetary power. Come on, it's trade. Amen. If I can hit the World Trade Center, knock that out. It's a symbol of the economy of the world. It affects the world. Global. And y'all see what happened in you. Y'all kind of quiet now. Why the Pentagon? Same book. Seven verse. And it was given unto him to make war. That's military. That's military. Y'all kind of quiet now. Military. War with the saints. Go ahead. And to overcome them? Yeah. Now here comes military. Now I want to get into the how that's going to come about, but I can't get it. Lord. I wish y'all helped me. Time is running away from me. Can I get amen? You see, all this is coming to drive the European people, come on now, United States, South America, and all the European countries together to unify them. Come on now. I wish y'all helped me to preach. And making the order for the, paving the way for the Antichrist. Come on now. Another false John the Baptist. I wish y'all helped me now. Military. And the Pentagon is the great symbol of the military might of the greatest nation in the world. The final climax. What's the final agreement? Worship. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. 15th verse, he had given power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship. And isn't religion worship? So what do you have? Economic, military, worship. Here comes Islam. Worship. Right in Revelation 13th chapter. And when I see these things come to pass, I'm looking up. I heard, don't turn to hear him say, it's Zechariah, amen. In other words, Jerusalem is the stumbling block. This is why we don't have world peace, because they want Jerusalem. Can I get an amen? It's the symbol place of the all, it's the symbol, but it is the symbol place of the almighty God, come on now, of the whole entire universe. Now, getting down to us. Where am I? Now I got to get these people out to get to eat, amen. Getting down to us. Where do we stand? Seeing all these things are coming to pass. Look up. For your redemption, do it now. Hold on to your belief. Hold on to holiness. Don't let your faith go. Don't let you hear what you hear and see move you. God has promised us he would deliver us. Come on now. He'd keep us from all these things that's about to happen. Can I get amen? I wish I could go to the 24th chapter of Matthew, but I don't have time. But Lord, I'm going to hold on. Can I preach 5 minutes? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many believe in a holy God? How many believe in holiness? Hallelujah. You can't get into heaven without serving the holy God.
And if God is holy, his word is holy, his saints gotta be holy, his prophets were holy. Can I get amen? His son is holy. Here come the Holy Ghost. He's holy. I wish I could help this preach. Can I get amen? Are y'all worried about the Arabs? No. And I'm not against, come on now. I'm talking about the whole content. Hallelujah. What you believe in? Because what you believe, you're trying to supplant the God of Israel. Come on, and God said, I'm the God, I know I've said it before, I'm still going to say it. I'm the God of Abraham. I'm the God of Isaac. I'm the God of Jacob. Come on, and I'll be your God. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. Come from amongst them. Be ye separated. Thus said the Lord God, touch not the unclean thing. I will receive you. I'll be your God. You shall be my people. I better throw this in here because I might not get back next year. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. 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 Moses went down in Egypt. Come on, church. And brought the church out of Egypt. Because amen in the New Testament. 17th chapter, don't turn to it. It said the church in the wilderness. Not the church of Jesus Christ. But the church in the wilderness. It was brought out of Egypt. Brought out the world. Yes. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. I heard in the book of Titus 3:5. Not by works of righteousness, which what?
We have done.
But according to his mercy, has he saved us and washed us. By what? Listen to me. Listen to me. Very important words. By the washing. And what do you mean regenerate? What the word regenerate mean? Do it again. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Renewing. Regeneration. And renewing. What the word renewing mean? That which once existed stopped existing, now brought back into existence. Hallelujah. I see the Holy Ghost. I see the Holy Ghost. Call the Holy Spirit back in the Old Testament. It didn't get in, folks, but it came upon folks. The Spirit came upon Samson. Yes, the Spirit came on Saul. The Spirit moved in the Old Testament. Yes. But between Malachi and Matthew, 400 years of silence. Non-recorded silence. Hallelujah. But I heard after 400 years in Matthew, I heard John the Baptist. Yes. 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 Hallelujah. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But there come one after me. Whose shoes I'm not able to loose. It is he that shall after 400 years. Here come the Holy Ghost renewed. Yes. I say yes. Yes. The renewing. all flesh, sons and daughters, shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And upon my servants and handmaids will I pour out of my spirit in those days. And there shall be signs in the heaven above, and in the earth beneath, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. Yes! 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 After 400 years, it could be Azusa Street. Oh, but what about that sound that came down from heaven as a sound of a rushing mighty wind? And it filled the house wherein they were sitting, and they all began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Oh, yeah! Spoken of by the prophet Joel, saying in the last days, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. This is that. Not another. This is that. This is not Allah. Amen. This is God Jehovah. For the Holy Ghost is not meat and drink. Can I get an amen? But it's peace, joy, the kingdom of God. It's not meat or drink, but it's peace, joy, happiness. I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. In the midst of a world that's at confusion and at war, I've got peace. I've got peace. I got peace. I got peace. I heard Jesus say, lo, I'm with you. I'm with you. Always, even unto the end of the world, He is with you. He shall not only be with you, but He shall be in you. Hallelujah, wells of living water springing up into everlasting life. Lift your hands and worship the Lord. Woo! Tell somebody, I got it. I got it. I got it. I'm gonna keep it. I'm gonna keep it. I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. Yeah. Lift your hands and worship Him. Lift your hands and praise Him. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which is and was and is to come, the eternal. Beside Him there is no God. Holy, holy, holy. And the doorpost of the temple moved at the voice of Him that cried and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah! Lift your hands and praise Him again. Hey, 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 hey! Praise God! Woo! You can have it if you want it. Hallelujah. You don't have the Holy Ghost, you can have it. Praise God. He is a very present help in the time of trouble. Glory, 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 glory. My. Great Lord. Great Lord. Great Lord. Great Lord. Amen. Oh. Glory to God. Lifting up holy hands without wrath and without doubt. Clap your hands, all ye people, and make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. Let us exalt his name together. Woo! Exalt his name. Let us exalt his name. A name that is above every name. A name, God has given him a name. Amen, that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue shall confess. In heaven above, in earth beneath, and things that are under the earth, that Jesus is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. Woo! Hey, hey! Praise God. I'm feeling better. My. Aren't you glad for him this morning? You might as well just help yourself. Glory to God. Glory! Glory! Hey! Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. All that is within me. All that is within me. Forget not all of His benefits. Bless His holy name. Bless His holy name. Bless His holy, holy, holy name. Hey. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Lift your hands and worship the Lord tonight. Amen. I like this kind of preaching. You know, Samson shook one time, but it didn't have no power. But we got power. So how come we can't shake? We got power. Glory. Man, man, man. Now I'll tell you, you can have more of it. Just gotta get in. And get in the flow where the glory is coming out. Amen. You can come to church and worship whether anybody else does or not. Somebody said, I felt like shouting, but nobody else shouting. Well, have camp meeting by yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Man, 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 man. Hallelujah. Glory! Woo! Hallelujah! Glory be to God. Hey, hey, hey! Praise God. Praise God. I like what I heard one time. Woo! I want to tell you, God's real. Amen. Brother Brown, my friend. I mean, I like him. I heard a black preacher years ago, and I've never forgot it. He said, if God ain't real, who is it makes me laugh when there ain't nothing funny? Who is it makes me cry when there's nothing sad? And who is it makes me run when there ain't nobody after me? Woo! Glory to God! Hey, hey, hey! God is real! I said God is real! Woo! Come on! Amen! Let the Lord bless you! Amen. My, my, my! I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad I'm in the house of the Lord on this Sunday morning. 73 years of Massanova Pentecostal Church. But Pentecost is a lot older than that. Praise God. Amen. Brother Mac, Brother Frazier, amen. Won't y'all get an offering basket of peace? One of you at this door, one of you at the head of the steps over there. We dismiss and let you go eat at the campground. Amen. Just drop your tithes in the offering basket on your way out this morning. The tithe is the Lord's. The Bible said it's holy. And it belongeth unto God. It's not yours. Contrary to what some may think, it's not yours. It belongeth unto the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Let's go to eat and come back here at 2 o'clock. Amen. And we'll just worship all over again. All right. Amen. Sister Savage. Amen. Mother of the church. Praise God. Said we ought to sing God Bless America. And we need His help. Do you believe that? Say amen. We do need God's help. And I appreciate. I really do. I appreciate the speech that our president made at Washington Cathedral. We have got to have the help of the Lord. And that's the only place we're going to get help. I mean, it's already evident. And I don't want to throw no stones. I'm not trying to. It's already evident that we can't get the help that we need from the FBI or the CIA. Our help cometh from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. Amen. Can you give me a key? That's, gee, sounds good. That's the holiest key, isn't it?
That's the holiest key, yes.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the ocean, right with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. Say it again. Oh, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. That's where we get our help from. Praise God. Amen. The psalmist said, the Lord is the strength of my life. And whom shall I be afraid? Thank God. Amen. He watches over His children. Don't forget, let our visitors, and especially Bishop Brown and his folks, go with first in the line. And they have an obligation this afternoon to meet and a schedule. So let's let them go first. And God bless you. Brother Gary Smith, come and dismiss us in prayer and ask the blessing on the food that when they get there, they can go right on eating.
Lord, we're grateful to you. We need you, Lord. We really do. We need you once again to bless America. Thank you, Lord, for your presence that we feel so rich and full in this place. Thank you for the Word of God that we've heard and for everything that we've felt. Oh, God, we do give you glory and honor because you and you alone are worthy of it, Lord. Today we bow humbly before you, Lord, and asking you to richly bless this congregation. Everyone that's gathered here, our visitors, our friends, our home folk, Lord, we pray that the hand of God would be upon each one of them. And Lord, we thank you for your provision because you have...